Our guest on Via Gars this month is Dr. Anne Tomolo, MD, MPH. She is the Chief of Quality Medicine, Medical Specialty Care at the Atlanta VA Medical Center. She is also the Fellowship Site Director, VA Quality Scholars Fellowship Program at the Atlanta VA. Dr. Tomolo is also Associate Professor, Emory University School of Medicine. Dr. Tomolo, please tell us about your duties at the Atlanta VA.
I am the Chief of Quality Medicine for the Medical Service at the Atlanta VA Medical Center. I also run two training programs. One is called the VA Quality Scholars Fellowship Program. It's a two-year fellowship that trains postdoctorate nurses and post-residency physicians in quality improvement and what's called implementation science research. I also direct the Chief Resident for Quality and Patient Safety, which is an internist that is learning more about quality improvement. I'm in the process of developing a center of excellence for patients with cognitive impairment. That's still in development.
What are you focusing on at this time?
So right now, my time is spent in working on developing trainees. That's the fellows in the Quality Scholars Fellowship Program and the Chief Resident for Quality and Safety, as well as developing the Center of Excellence for patients with cognitive disorders or different types of dementias.
Tell us about the program.
So that's a new program. This program was just recently funded by the VA's Office of Academic Affiliations. So we haven't started the program yet, but we're working on developing the program that will involve bringing in neurologists, geriatricians, social workers, nurses, and palliative care physicians to manage patients and help their caregivers when they have dementia.
So you are working on two different programs.
The dementia program or the cognitive disorders program is a new program that we're developing. We're hoping to start the clinical program in January of 2016. So right now we're working on getting the different clinics set up, the providers that will work at the clinic, and all the things that are related to that. The other portion of what I do is a training program. So there are fellowships or post. One is a fellowship that involves nurses and physicians learning about quality improvement methods and doing quality improvement projects, as well as research related to quality and healthcare. The idea behind that program is a two-year fellowship, is so that one, the different types of providers, nurses and physicians, learn how to work together, but they also collaborate on projects that are focused on improving healthcare and the health systems. Some of that is improving the systems, and part of that is also improving patient outcomes. The other program is a one-year program called the Chief Resident for Quality and Patient Safety, and that focuses more on training that individual to learn how to do quality improvement and teach other people. So it's really more of a faculty development program so that we can get physicians to have more skills in learning how to look at their healthcare practice and how they can improve it and look at different outcomes that are important to patients and family members so they can change their focus, not just be about just the patient visit, but also what are other things related to that.
What's different about the program you want to start in 2016?
There are some patients that are seen in what's called a mild cognitive impairment clinic. There's also a neurologist that specializes in cognitive disorders. So we're restructuring the patients that are already going to see those providers, and then we're adding capacity so that we'll be able to see more patients. The other thing that we're adding is that those patients tend to be mostly diagnostic clinics, so you come to see the specialist, and the specialist will tell you, yes, you have dementia, or you have this type of dementia, or you don't have dementia. What we're adding in this is that patients with dementia then can follow up from a specialist, as well as social workers and nurses, that can help the patient caregiver as the disease progresses. So as the dementia takes on, then the social worker, for example, may take more of a role in helping the family and the patient find resources in the community. The nurse may focus on educating the patient and the caregiver about what's likely to happen and how we can come up with strategies to help better take care of the patient. And the providers will look at things about managing dementia, managing behavioral problems that come with dementia, and other related problems.
Sounds like you're trying to combine a number of services into one place.
Yes, that, and that's the idea. Now, we will hopefully offer, so patients don't all have to come to the main campus, the medical center. We're also working as a part of that program to develop two things. One is a caregiver training program that can be done by a video on a tablet, so to help train caregivers so they have more skills in caring. It's hard, difficult to take care of a patient with dementia over time, especially as the disease progresses. So this is a program that has been studied and known to help caregivers gain confidence and skills in learning how to be a caregiver of somebody that is to give them more expertise in taking care of somebody with dementia. There's also, we're also planning to develop home video clinic visits through these tablets as well. So the idea, we'll be testing that early on to see how well the format works so that many patients, it's difficult, not just only for distance reasons, but they also may have difficulty with cars. They may not be able to drive. It may be difficult for a loved one with dementia to actually get in a car and sit in a car for a while. So we're piloting, looking at how these video tablets can be used so that we do the visit at home as opposed to a face-to-face visit.
What about the Chief Resident in Quality and Patient Safety Program?
So that's a one-year program. So people that have finished their internal medicine residency, adult general doctor, for example. So that year position, we spend a lot of time giving that individual skills in learning about quality improvement, how to measure different, we call outcomes in healthcare, outcomes related to the patient. There may be clinical outcomes, for example, like their blood pressure, maybe related to how satisfied they are with their healthcare, you know, things like that. So we're teaching that individual to know how to do those kind of projects. And then we're also working with them to teach other residents, so people that are still in training, so that they can get these skills. Because we're finding that, you know, it's more than just people need to have the, we call it clinical skills about understanding diseases and how to manage those diseases, but they also need to understand how they're performing, how well are they doing in taking care of their patients with high blood pressure. So this is to give that individual tools, but also to expand the training to other people that are learning. And that's the main focus of that year.
And what is the Quality Scholars Fellowship Program?
So that's a two-year program, and that can be physicians that have completed all their training. They can be any specialty, for example, psychiatrists, surgeons, internists. There also are nurses that have finished their doctorate or are near completion of their doctorate program. Those folks, we have three positions a year during this, and they stay for 2 years, so usually a total of six fellows at a time. We can also have folks that are very much interested in research may stay a third year. So the idea behind this program is they learn about working together with different professions, working together, studying how we work together. They learn about quality improvement, again, looking at performance of clinical care, and where are the gaps that are there, and how can we improve performance. There are also folks that are interested in doing research, which is why it's a little longer training. So these are folks that are interested in studying about health systems and health systems practice. For example, we may know that patients that have had a stroke should be on certain types of medications, but we may look in the VA database and see they're not all on those medicines, and they should be. And we're trying to study why is that, and what can we do to on the patient side and on the clinic side to get those outcomes to be better.
How do you gauge quality improvement?
Initially, it's starting at looking at what are our goals for if you either look at a health population, a different type of disease. You may look at a subsegment of like women veterans, for example. But you're looking at that and seeing where are the gaps in what we should be providing to patients versus what we're seeing that they're getting. And when you identify the gap, then we're looking to try to improve on that gap, so overcome that gap. And there are different techniques on how to do that. So some of it's really using basic scientific method of you have an aim, you try to understand the process, what are some barriers to in the process or workarounds that have been developed, where is there an unnecessary step in the process, and understanding more about the patient as they walk through the process. And then you may come up with an intervention that you think might be more allow us to be more successful in reaching the desired outcomes.
Any final thoughts?
No, I think that it's very exciting that the VA is actually taking on these initiatives. There are not a lot of places throughout the country where there is support to train people in quality improvement and trying to improve health systems. So I think that that's really important that the VA is supporting. They're taking their third mission of education very seriously. And an example, the Center of Excellence that for Cognitive Impairment, that is came about looking at the gaps in our health system and then getting support from the VA to try to provide a new model of care where we bring all these professions together to try to take care of the patient and also look at different ways to interact with the patient. So it's not all a face-to-face visit, but we may be able to use other technology and provide the same level of care. So we'll be doing quality improvement as we implement that program and be studying how well are we doing as we create this program and being reflective about that.
We would like to thank Dr. Ann Tamolo for being with us on ViaGARS. The Atlanta VA Rehabilitation Research and Development Center of Excellence for Visual and Neurocognitive Rehabilitation, CVNR, and the Atlanta Office of the Birmingham Atlanta VA Geriatric Research Education and Clinical Center, GREC, proudly partner with GARS to reach veterans and their loved ones with information about research and services at the Atlanta VA Medical Center through this monthly broadcast, Veterans Information at GARS. The CVNR's mission is to foster the health and well-being of veterans through uniquely synergistic research impacting visual and or neurocognitive function. The mission of the GREC is to improve VA healthcare delivery to effectively meet the medical, psychological, and social needs of older veterans through research, education, and the clinical services focused on mobility, palliative care, and incontinence.